Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with your host, Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And financial advisor Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
What's on the agenda today, gentlemen?
Well, all right, first off, I want to say we came off a great seminar last night. Jesse's had a great turnout, great results.
Good. Tell us, what do you do in the seminars?
Well, we talk about, you know, several things, and financial planning and retirement planning and different things. In fact, we're going to go over some questions that some of the attendees had last night on their consultation sheets. Is that what we're going to do, Gary?
That's right. You know, when in our seminars, we get a chance to be live with folks, and it is so much fun to be able to be live again. You know, we were shut down for 7 months last year because the restaurants couldn't be open, and now, you know, we're back doing our seminars. We've got some scheduled that we're going to schedule in April. So if you've never been to one of our seminars, you really need to call our office and just say, hey, let me know when the next seminar is. We talk for about 30 minutes. Jim takes his 40 years of experience. I throw in some things. And we just try to give people information about how to prepare and plan for retirement.
You want to hear my joke?
I do want to hear you. Yes. It was good.
A joke you told at the seminar.
Yes, he did.
Okay,
it's clean, Larry. It's clean.
Okay, good.
Well, anyway, a guy goes in, gets his COVID shot, you know, and as he's driving back home, he's dizzy and he can't see very well and all. So he gets in, he calls the person that gave him the shot, said, do I need to go to the hospital or do I need to see a doctor? I said, I'm real dizzy. I can't see. She says, no, just calm down, calm down. Hang up the phone and come on back and get your glasses.
I have to laugh at that joke because I was sitting in the office the other day and I looked down. I was trying to check what time it was. I thought I looked at my wrist and I looked at my son and I said, Tully, I got to go home. I left my wristwatch at the house. And he looked at me and he said, Dad, it's on your arm.
Oh, no.
So, and
I just glasses are on your head, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
We're all getting old, aren't we, Gary?
Thank goodness I am looking forward to another day of getting older. I mean, it's, heck, it's springtime. We're feeling good.
You're having to celebrate, you know, anniversaries when we're all over that part of it.
Oh, you have many anniversaries left to celebrate. So, and you know, that's one of the good things in life, and it's like what we do for people. You know, you said a minute ago we were going to talk about some of the things that people ask at the end of our seminar. We always provide a consultation sheet when people come to the seminar, and we ask them, what's important to you? What is your biggest concern, and what do you worry about? And read the very first one there, Jim.
Social Security.
No, right at the top.
Oh, my biggest retirement concern is running out of money.
Yes, running out of money. That's number one.
And that's what I say when I begin my speech. And I say, you know, if you don't have some source of guaranteed income, and they're just like Social Security, you may have a problem. And what we do is guaranteed income for life for both spouses. Guaranteed you won't run out of money before you run out of life. That's somebody reminded me of that the other day.
It's important because, as I say at our seminars, and I say it here on the radio show, it's not how much you save. It's how much you get to keep. because the amount of money that you get to keep is how much you have to spend, and what you have to spend determines your lifestyle. So we want to help you have enough money to have what we call your ideal retirement. You know, what would you want to be doing in retirement? What's your ideal golden years that you've been working for 40 years?
And that's one of the things you do in a complimentary consultation when you sit down with our radio program listeners, is to ask those questions and to find out those goals and adjust a plan accordingly. So we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And, of course, you can look 24 hours a day at our website, askjimbird.com, askjimbird.com, and you can schedule an appointment with us. You can get some information about retirement planning. Jim, people think about income in retirement. I mean, that is the most important thing because, like I just said, income determines your lifestyle. Yeah. What's the number one thing that most people rely on for income in retirement?
Well, they retire income is they look for Social Security because they want that guaranteed check coming in. They know when that check's coming. They know what day of the month it's coming.
Yes, they
it's
do.
Like Gary used to know his day of month, but he got mixed up last
Now, I tell you what, because a gentleman kidded me last night because I said I look forward to the third Wednesday of every month, and that's the day my Social Security check is deposited. I was wrong. My Social Security check is actually deposited on the fourth Wednesday of every month. But it doesn't matter what day it's deposited. It's money I'm going to rely on. It's going to be there for the rest of my life.
Wouldn't you like to have another source that you knew that was going to come in every month, certain date, every month, guaranteed the rest of your life? If you pass away, your spouse is going to get the same check the rest of her life. Both of you guaranteed. Isn't that comfort to know that you got that? And if you don't have that, you may have a problem. If you're relying on some source that's not guaranteed, you might have a problem, folks. And I say this many times, and all my doctors listen to the station, Laurie, all of them, and they've all reminded me of this. They said, what's that phrase you always say, we guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life?
Yes.
They all say that.
Yeah. Now, let's think about Social Security for a minute. Is it guaranteed for life?
No. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, but what about, let's think about this for a minute. Let's say you and your wife worked all your lives. How many Social Security checks are you getting per month?
Getting two.
And what happens when one of you passes away?
You get the higher of the two.
That means one check goes away.
That's
a big deal.
That's right.
That's a real big deal. And the other thing people don't realize is when one of you is not there, you're not filing jointly anymore. So you not only lose a Social Security check, but you have to file single. That means you're in a different tax bracket.
And sometimes you got to check your pension plans. If your pension plan doesn't have joint income on it, you may be out of that income too.
Yeah.
You've got to have that in there when you elect it, or you won't get it.
Right. Now, talk about this subject, because this is something you and I did differently, and both approaches were right. When should you take Social Security?
Well, Gary took his. You took yours at 62.
Correct.
Okay, I didn't take mine until 69, and I didn't need it, and I wanted it to build, and I let it build at 6% a year from 62 to 65, and 8% a year, 65 to 70. And it just built, so I've got a high Social Security coming in, because I didn't need the money at the time, and I like that. And my wife is going to get half of mine when I pass away.
Right, and I took a little different approach, because I was retired when I was 62, so my thought process was, well, I'm 62, I'd really like the money, so I went ahead and took mine. So I have a reduced benefit, but in my case, since I took it at 62, if I would have waited till I was 65 or 66, I think my retirement age, full retirement, was 65 and 6 months. It's different for different people. But it would take me until I'm 78 to break even for the extra money I pulled in from 62 to 65. But that's not right for everybody, and that's one thing we talk to people about, and to say, hey, do you need to defer?
Well, another thing you got to look at, Gary, is that, you know, from 62 to 66, you're going to have to pay for your benefits and things like that, your insurance, health insurance, and things. You don't get Medicare to 65.
Right. You can qualify for it younger, but only if you're disabled.
Right, but you got to prepare to that. Sometimes, like, one spouse is younger than the other spouse, you got to prepare to pay for your spouse's health insurance, and that happened to me. My spouse was younger, so I had to pay for her health insurance, and that's quite an expense.
Yes.
You got to be prepared to pay.
It is an eye-opener. I was lucky enough to keep my company insurance when I retired, but hardly anybody gets to do that. So when I became 65, well, it didn't happen to me, but we have clients come in all the time, and the husband or wife, whichever one is older, may be ready for Medicare, but if they're on their husband or their wife's insurance plan, that means they got to go out and shop for health insurance.
That's exactly. And I'll tell you another reason that I waited too, Gary, is that after age 66, your Social Security is not taxable.
Correct.
So, you know, after 66, I could make all I want. And I was making good money and all that. So I knew that I wanted to wait, and I didn't need the money. So I waited at 69 and a half and take mine, and I took it, and I've got a nice Social Security check. And also, I was looking out for my wife, because I know that she's going to get the higher of the two when I pass away.
Exactly. And later on in the show, I'm going to talk about Social Security being taxed, because think about this. You know, we all put money in a 401k, and I don't want to take away something we're going to talk about in a minute, but if you put too much money in your 401k, when you have to start your required minimum distributions, if you've got a lot of money in there, it's going to put you in a high tax bracket,
exactly.
And your Social Security is going to be taxed.
We see that all the time. We see it all the time. Yeah. And that, you know, people won't come in. That's what they want to talk about. And a lot of people ask, is your Social Security taxable? You know, we covered that a while ago, but we cover that in our consultation.
Yep.
You know, and things like that.
There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of things to look at, a lot of considerations. And one way that Safe Harbor Financial Services can help you is with a complimentary consultation to address all of those things. And all we ask is you to pick up the phone or write this number down, leave a message if you're listening on the weekend, and call Safe Harbor Financial Services at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Or you go to the website.
I know you're going to think I'm going to say go to the website, but let me tell you what. If you call either of those numbers, if it's inconvenient for you to come in, guess what? We have learned Zoom meetings are wonderful. You know, all we need is a computer, and we can speak with you almost like we're sitting right next to each other. So call us if you don't have time to come in, or if the weather's bad, or if it's just inconvenient to drive. Call and make an appointment with us for a Zoom meeting.
Call Gary 24 hours a day.
No, you can call Ask Jim Bird, BYRD, AskJimBird.com, 24 hours a day, because you won't get me at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, here's something you got a lot of experience with. Pensions, defined benefit plans.
Yeah, defined benefit. And they're a dinosaur. They're doing away with them, folks, because they're too expensive. The company has to manage those themselves.
Right.
You see, and it's not tied to the market or anything like that. And so they're doing away with those. But they used to be pretty good. You get a pension for life. Your spouse got part of that pension after you died. It was great for a while, but now you don't have that. They said, okay, we're going to do away with that. Let's put more money in your 401k or match more of your 401k. Some of them didn't do anything.
Right.
And that's what they did. And so they put more of the burden on you to invest your own money.
And part of that is the way our society's been changing. Think about your dad or your granddad. A lot of those folks work for one company their entire life. You know, they went to work for the phone company, or they went to work for a chemical company or a petroleum company. In today's world, we're so much more mobile, it's not unusual for people to change jobs 3, 4, or 5 times over their career.
And for God's sakes, don't leave. If you've got an old 401k, an ex-employer or something, don't leave it there. Say, oh, it's okay, I'll just leave it there. Nobody's really managing that money for you. Get it over there and get it under your control where you can manage it and get it safe. Because if we have a downturn in the market, that 401k is going to take a hit.
Yes.
Okay, because it's unless you're in a guaranteed fixed rate, and it won't be very much. Come over and talk to us about that, putting it in something, get a high guaranteed income rate for guaranteed lifetime income. Because again, what we say is my retirement income, getting a guaranteed income is objective.
Right.
Okay, so that's what people want. They say they want it, and you can only get that in one or two places.
Yeah, Social Security is a guaranteed income for as long as you're alive. But when you die, Social Security, if you're not married, it just goes away. There's no benefit. But in something like a pension plan, there may be some survivor's benefits. Usually there's something for the spouse.
Yes.
But in a 401k, 401ks came about because employers wanted to let the employees make the contributions. You know, that took the burden off the companies, but it puts the burden on you. And to be able to make good decisions with your 401k, you have to have control of it. That's why we tell people when you come in, should I leave my 401k with my old employer, or should I move it somewhere where I get control of it?
You know, I thought there's a lot of people out there that knew, you know, how pensions worked and things like 401ks, but they're really not. They really are blind to some of the facts of the 401ks and pension plans and how they work. And so we can explain them to you. We know those things, and come in for a consultation. It's worth money to come in for a consultation, free consultation.
Yes.
Just sit down and talk to us. You're not obligated to buy anything. Come over there and get the information. Let's look at if you've got any downfalls of your plans. We'll tell you that. And there's no obligation to do business with us. Just come in. Let's talk to us. And let us see, look over your plan and see if you're secure.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
You know, we have people come in all the time, or they'll call us up and say, look, I've got a 401k that I had with an old employer, and I left them, and I forgot about it. And that's money just sitting there that's not growing, maybe not growing, but definitely you're not managing it yourself. And, you know, it's important. You know, you need all of the income and money that you can generate in your working years to be able to pay for your retirement years. Most people don't think how long they're going to live in retirement. You know, it's not uncommon if people retire 62, 65 to live 25, 30 years now. That's a long time pay for what you have to save for.
Well, that brings this question. One of the questions somebody's asked on the sheet is, should I take lifetime payments or a lump sum upon retirement?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's an important question, and that depends on your age and where you're at in your lifestyle. But I would say it's guaranteed income. It's normally the best way to go because it gives both of you a guaranteed income for life.
Right.
Okay, where you get a lump sum in retirement, it's going to be dependent upon how you invest the money on your return and where you're at and things like that in your life, so you can't tell how long you're going to live.
Exactly. And we all love investments. Now, I don't have a brokerage license. You are a registered investment advisor.
Right.
So you can do those kind of things for people. But, you know, we all get lulled into loving the stock market.
Well, the stock market has good and bad. You know, it's like I said last week, I think I was talking about a story that if I lost my money, oh, I'll make it up. I make it up. I said, what if you don't make it up? What if you die before you make it up, before the market comes back? You're going to have to live for the consequences of what the value of your fund is at that point, or your spouse is. Anyway, and is your spouse investment savvy? Does she know how to invest in the market, or her, or him? Or do you know how if your spouse is the one that dies last? So you got to look at those things like that.
That's a good point, because as a widow, you may not be prepared. You may not be aware of what's in that folder? What's in that portfolio?
Oh, yeah.
So you offer at Safe Harbor Financial Services a complimentary portfolio review. And a widow is welcome to bring in an adult child or a trusted friend to help absorb the information and see where they are and where they need to go. One of the many things that Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and his staff can do for you simply by calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
You know, retirement for women has changed a lot in the last few years. You know, when I was a kid, probably most of the people that were making the investment decisions was the man in the family. Now, I'm not saying that's right. That's just the way back in the early 50s, women had a different role. Today, husbands and wives try to participate in making those decisions together. But there are still a lot of women, and this is not bad, that relied on their husband to make all those decisions,
right,
and then he passes away. So we try to help, especially women, not especially women, women and men. We want you all to be prepared. If you're prepared, you can make the better informed decisions.
Let me tell you another scenario, and I mean, this has happened to me, so I know this to be a fact. If you had a spouse that never worked, and you know, you get a divorce, you know, does that spouse get Social Security?
Yes.
Yes, get it based on your income.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So they're going to get that Social Security, they're going to get it for life. And that is, you know, but then you remarry, does your new wife get Social Security?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
Yes.
She'll get, well, even if she's working, she'll get the higher of the two. She'll get it on her own, or she'll get it based on yours if it's higher. She will get, both of them will get Social Security.
Okay.
So that's something I found out the hard way.
And you know, I just finished going through a webinar on women in retirement. Women's retirements are pretty close to men's retirements in retirement. We all need income. I mean, income determines your lifestyle. And you want to keep your, most people, you know, want to keep their same lifestyle in retirement. They may not want to go into a job every day, but, you know, they don't necessarily want to move in a smaller house. Downsizing is pretty common when you get older, because you don't, may not want to take care of that yard anymore.
That's true for me.
You may not want to do the maintenance, or you may just not need eight bedrooms in a house.
That's absolutely true. I'm looking at that situation myself. I'm trying. I love where I'm at, love my house, love the neighborhood, but it's just too much house.
Yeah.
My wife, and she won't get a maid service or anything, so she thinks nobody can do it good as her, so she's going.
You're lucky.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a very common misconception with people is that my living expenses are going to go down in retirement.
No.
Well, they don't.
No, they don't.
You have car insurance. Your light bill's going to stay the same. You might eat more or less. Generally, in the first year of retirement, people spend a little bit more than they did in the year before they retired, because you have free time.
They do. They do. And that's a myth that you're going to have less money. And you just don't have it nowadays, because, you know, of inflation and raises that you get. And even your pension plans has some raises in it. Now, Social Security has raises in it.
They do. Cost of living raise. I love that.
So you get that even. So you're staying right along with inflation. So you can't use that. That don't work anymore. Your income's usually going to stay pretty level. So you got to be prepared for that. And your tax bracket's going up, because we got congressmen or presidents that want to raise taxes.
Yeah.
And so that's going to go up. So, you know, you got to be prepared for all that stuff. And you may actually have less money than you thought you was going to have.
If your tax rates go up, you keep less of your money. Hey, let's take the last few minutes of the show here, and let me draw on your 40 years. You have helped people prepare and plan for their life by using a vehicle that a lot of people think, oh, I don't need that. A lot of people think, oh, I've got it with my work. And you know what I'm talking about.
Life insurance.
Yes.
See, life insurance is not, in our day, Gary, coming up, is life insurance was a death benefit.
Right.
You bought it, you know, so make sure the spouse or the kids or something had something if you die premature. But it's no longer just a death benefit. It's a great investment, folks.
Yes.
Life insurance is just as good as investment as anything else, because of the way it, you know, the funds are accumulated in there and market results, you know, without risk, and also the taxable portion of life insurance. The death proceeds have always been tax-free.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that you can take money out of that policy tax-free also.
Exactly. You can take money out for college expenses. You can take money out. A lot of life insurance policies also have benefits for long-term or chronic or terminal health care. That's something, as we live longer, that's a real big deal, because you don't want to bankrupt your family. Even if you have the death benefit, let's say you have a stroke, or let's say you develop a chronic disease, you have to make a decision. Are you going to go into your savings that you may have been putting aside for your family, or are you lucky enough to have some type of permanent life insurance? Now, I don't think term insurance in most cases provides a benefit for chronic or terminal illnesses.
Some of them do. They have some. It takes off the death benefit, but you can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's the concern that the government may take your assets before you can get the assistance in an assisted living. Is that correct?
What you're talking about is the spend down provision for Medicaid. You know, we live in a great country. If you spend all your money and you need health care and you need somewhere to live, Medicaid will take over. I don't know if it's automatic. You may have had to work for a while, but Medicaid is there. Medicaid will pay for a nursing home for you, and they will pay for your health care costs through Medicaid and Medicare, but you have to spend down your assets.
Spend down your assets. That's right. If you've got a big lump sum, a savings account or something like that, a lot of people try to dodge that by changing ownerships of the policy somewhere.
But they do a look back.
There's a look back provision on that, but they will get your assets, and you've got to spend down your assets, folks. So rather than do that, why don't you buy some product? We have products that have long-term care included in them. I mentioned this last night. Mm-hmm. Gary was talking. We have products that, you know, like if you get a guaranteed lifetime income, it will double if you get confined to a nursing home and need home health care. And it's no cost to that. It's free.
It all goes down to good planning and preparation, and that's what we help people do. We help people look at where they are, where they want to be, and then we help ensure that if they have surprises in their life, we've got ways to deal with it. May not pay for all of it, but it helps cover a good bit of it.
And if you still want to stay in the market or be in the market, we've got products that you can be in the market and take as much risk as you want to take. But at our stage, and I'm saying myself, at our stage in life, we want to limit our risk or eliminate risk if we can. We want some safety, some guaranteed income, guaranteed we know it's going to be there, just like Social Security. It's going to be there. A check's going to be there every month. When we get ready to retire, it's going to come in every month. And that's what we're looking for, and that's what people want, security. That's what they're talking about, wanting guaranteed income. They want to make sure they don't run out of money before they run out of life.
Exactly.
And that's what we can guarantee with some of our products. So you got to come in and see us, see what your needs are. We'll help you decide what your needs are, show you what we can and do, and we'll decide what's best for you. But we don't push anything, one product on anybody. We ask what you want to do, how you want to do it. If you don't want to do anything with us, you don't have to. Because that's what we do.
No pressure, no obligation. Right. Honest assessment, portfolio review, risk analysis, a sit-down conversation to assess your goals, your needs, and your desires.
Another thing, all of us are in on every appointment, almost every appointment. Gary and I both are in there, and we got Tully, young Tully, coming up now. He's very smart. Tully sits in where we've got all of us generally in every appointment, don't we, Gary?
Well, we do, because we work with clients of all ages. I mean, we have clients in their 30s, and, you know, if you're in your 30s, I'm going to put you in a different plan than if you come in your mid-50s, late-50s, or 60s. You know, different strategies are appropriate at different age points.
And we have different opinions. Sometimes Gary and I differ on opinions on something. So we have, and if we make a mistake, we make sure we cover ourselves, make sure we're not making a mistake. I think it's better that way than just sitting down one-to-one with somebody and, you know, and may make a mistake or something, may miss something.
Yes. So and if you're lucky, you'll get the joke of the day.
That's right.
Thank you.
Not on every appointment.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laura.
Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and his cohort financial advisor Gary Garner of Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.